The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, so I asked a question earlier. If you get invited to lunch or dinner, who pays? Let's talk about this. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And we immediately got a call. We have Thomas on hold. Thomas, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. So you invite someone to lunch or dinner, who pays?
When you first said it, I was like, well, obviously the person who invited you should pay for it. But I remembered, wait a minute, because me and then some of my guy friends, we'd like invite these women out. Some of them, they're reasonable. But then other times, they do the whole social media around and they order like a ton of food. And if you're going to order like $100 worth of food to a little lunch thing.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to pay for it.
Yes, you are.
I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, I'm not paying for your social media experience. Exactly.
So wait a minute. So you're telling me you might invite a lady to lunch, but if she orders the steak and lobster, the surf and turf, you're like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I wouldn't mind ordering a steak and lobster, but when she orders like 5 or 6 items from the menu.
Yeah.
That's completely taking advantage. That's not okay.
You know, I don't know if you know about it, but like people get paid to do it, actually.
So yes.
Like, these women will do it, but like they'll take advantage of men.
Well, if she's getting paid, she should order for you.
I'm just going to say it. I don't want to offend our boy Sean or anybody else out there, but a lot of these food influencers, very entitled. Very entitled people.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you even have to bring up Sean? Because Sean is nothing like
Sean
that.
He's a food sheep. He's a big blogger, big food blogger. Yeah, I get it. Otto's brothers got invited to a dinner, and one of his brothers snuck off to pay for the dinner, and the woman that invited them was super offended. She was like, I invited you. I'm supposed to pay.
And he was like, but you're my client. You just bought a house from us. We made a bunch of money off of you buying the house. And she said, I invited you to dinner. I intended to pay. That was very rude of you to go back there and pay.
So she took offense to it.
Sounds like a great woman.
She does have some integrity, obviously.
Oh, Thomas is like, where's she at? She's not inviting me to lunch and dinner. Anyway, yeah, I think the person that invites usually pays, unless you're inviting a food blogger who's taking complete advantage of you. All right, Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
It is National Bike to School Day.
Oh, how fun. I always wanted a bike to school. I got to walk to school one time. I got lost. So I never got to walk again.
No.
Yeah, my school wasn't even a mile away, and it took me 2.5 hours to get home.
I had one of those schools that if you rode your bike to school and you didn't lock it up, it might not be there at the end of the day.
But you got it. Didn't you have a bike lock, Otto?
I did, but I also lost a bike.
No, you got a bike stolen?
Well, it got stolen, yeah.
From school?
No, it got stolen from my house, actually.
Well, that's different, yeah.
Well, did you get it back?
My mom got it back for me. She actually went to the guy's house who stole it, and that was the first time I knew my mom was a boss because she knocked on the door and was like, you're going to give me my son's bike back. And he did.
Did you ever ride your bike to school, Anthony?
Yes, I did a few times, but I'm so jealous of the kids who get to ride their bikes now to school because they have those electric bikes. Have you seen them?
Yes, I have.
I almost bought one.
So cool.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Gosh, so this story really caught my attention. A family was worried about their grandma when days went by. She wasn't answering her text messages. She wasn't answering the phone. So what do? They call authorities to do a wellness check. This is actually audio from the police body cam.
Garage door is open. We're going to make entry. Vehicle's in the garage.
She was last seen yesterday.
Police!
We're here with her now. She's playing video games in her bedroom.
Grandma's just gaming. Grandma's gaming! She is
that Grandma
busy. She's on GTA, okay? She's got things.
Is she really playing GTA?
Oh, yeah. Grandma gaming is a new thing, Otto. Grandma gaming is huge right now. Now, here is Grandma Sue, who goes by Grandma Crackers, by the way, and she's explaining what she was doing.
When you start on these games, you lose track of time, and when you're older, you don't have a mother coming in and telling you to go to bed. I would enjoy doing it even if I were not trying to raise money.
So her grandson is terminally ill.
Oh.
So not only is Grandma Crackers having fun and found this community of people, she's doing something amazing for her grandson, and the gaming community is backing her up.
Oh, I love
Isn't
this story.
That amazing? Oh, and this
Grandma Crackers.
She's
huh?
not the only one. Yes. Michelle Statham spoke to Inside Edition about her new obsession.
And when you take them out, what do you say to them?
Well, you got killed by a grandma.
She has this advice for hardcore granny gamers.
Keep a phone handy. Check in with your family. Let them know you're okay.
Obviously, grandma ain't answering the phone is concerning people all across the country.
They're occupied.
I guess so. So Minecraft is really hot in the world of grandma gaming. GTA as well. You know, when I was little, I only played dominoes and checkers with my grandma.
I
never played any video
games. I just Googled grandma gamers. Shirley Curry has 1.3 million yeah. subscribers on YouTube.
Oh. Yeah. And I recommend it, to be honest. I think yeah. that it's a community, like I said, keeps your mind active as well. Kids move off. They have children. You've got to find yourself a hobby.
My mom lives by herself now, and I would not put my mom on gaming.
Why, Otto?
Because she would get scammed. Somebody would
No, she would.
Yes, she would. Yeah. She gets scammed without the gaming. There's just like, I would not put her on. The internet for her is not a great place. So
I do love Mama Matic, but she does believe a lot of conspiracy theories without True. Video gaming. And I worry that might just heighten
yeah.
up if she
Sometimes our
sticks.
Group chat is scary enough. Yeah, I don't need to.
Could you imagine my mom on GTA?
No, now that you said that, she'll send some stuff. I'm like, Mama Matic, that's AI. Stop getting on that. Yeah.
Similar to you, Dana, my grandma only showed me bar games and casino games. Yeah. That was about it.
But it sounds like fun. It sounds like yeah. you had fun with your grandma. Oh. My grandmother would not let me win. Dude, I would cry. I'd be like, Nana, let me win. She's like, life is not going to let you win. I don't yeah. need a lesson. I just want to play.
I feel you on that, because my grandma, when it came to Monopoly, would not let us win. I still can vividly remember my cousin Jonathan crying and being like, why do I have to pay you property tax, grandma?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Unfortunately, gas prices are headed in the wrong direction, and AAA is predicting a $5 gallon of gas price by this weekend.
Oh.
$6 by summer. If Dang. Things keep going this way, which
means...
Why is
it going up so much?
It's just the uncertainty. You know, it's just the uncertainty. And there's really nothing we can do about it except help one another. And that's really what I want to talk about. You and I are so blessed and so lucky that we work together. Otto, that's not the norm. We're the exception, right? Not the rule. So we come to work together. We live very close. I purposely said I don't want to live far from the radio station because the traffic is bad. I don't want to spend a lot of money on gas. You do have a hybrid car, though.
Yeah.
And the interest in electric cars is up 56%.
Well, because nobody wants to pay for this gas.
It's just insane. It's not just that. It's always you're dependent on it, right? Even gas companies are investing in electric. You know what I mean? So that's what they're putting a lot of their profits in. Because eventually we're going to have to move to something more stable.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So,
but I don't know if this alternative electric fuel is the way to go about it, though.
Why?
I've had my own issues with these electric cars. And I've rented a few. And when you're driving an electric car, it's kind of like dating a high-maintenance person.
Why?
Like you always got to, like, pull over, stop, take, like, an extra 45 minutes of your time. And there was one time where I rented it for a multiple-state drive. And, dude, it added like 4 extra hours to my drive.
Horrible.
I was like,
horrible.
I'll just pay the $6 a gallon for this.
I know exactly what you're saying, because a lot of the cars only have a couple hundred miles. There is a new car that the Chinese developed, made in China, that goes 500 plus miles in one charge.
And it's not very expensive.
It's like 20 grand, 20 to 25,000, which is expensive.
Yeah, but compared to the rest of the electric cars, it's not as
expensive. In my opinion, you just got to do things that are going to help you. We actually have Chad on the line right now. He's a teacher. So, Chad, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. How are you managing with these rising gas prices?
Well, I'm really having to watch every penny at this point, because I have to, it costs me a tank and a half to get through the week,
Oh, my gosh.
And so I'm paying $120 bucks just to go to work and come home. And I don't go anywhere when I get home.
Yeah, because it costs so much money. Well, just like I said earlier, Chad, remember, the gas is supposed to be $5 a gallon by this weekend on average. So fill up today. Because that's what I've just been saying. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
And thank you for teaching our children. We appreciate you.
Appreciate that. Y'all, I enjoy listening to your show every morning.
I hope so. I really thank you for that. But I feel sad that I got to tell you about the gas.
What made me feel really bad about Chad is that he said he's watching every penny. They don't even make pennies anymore.
pennies. We don't even
can't even watch your pennies anymore.
Oh, my. Do you know what? I'm going to have to do something about this because, you know, as you remember, Anthony, I've been cut off from all charging of my car at our building.
That they have a hybrid.
I have a hybrid car, and they actually padlock the outlet in my parking space because I wasn't supposed to be charging my car in it, and I kept doing it. And Dana wouldn't let me go buy bolt cutters to do it.
We're going to get kicked out of our building.
Would it not be worth it at this point?
Hold on. Let's back this all the way up. Wait, there's a padlock on your parking space at your own apartment?
Because our apartments are not wired for electric car charging. It is very hard on the panel, on the electric panel.
It's not.
And yes, it is. I'm on the board now with an engineer, and he said, oh my God, you can shut the whole building down.
Oh no.
And now I think it's worth it at $6 gas. All right. So don't forget to fill up because gas is only going up. And how are you managing right now? What are you doing differently to save a little money?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're talking about Alex, who was lying to his wife. And I actually agreed that I gave him a pass for lying to her because he was seeing a massage therapist that helped him relieve his chronic pain. And his wife, Jasmine, was like, no. And she had an AI app on him and everything. And for the most part, we had massage therapist call and everything. Everybody's cool. Except Matt. Matt called. And he's like, Dana, that is his wife, and he needs to honor her. And then he said this.
Desperate to relieve the pain, but, you know, think about the owner of the Patriots. He was relieving his pain, too, with that masseuse.
Come on. Oh, Matt went there because he went to the place with the neon sign.
Man, I love Matt.
And there are a lot of massage places that have that neon sign. They're on every corner. And, you know, is there that much chronic pain going on?
There's a lot of pain going on, Dana.
No, that's something else.
I did want to tell a story that I wanted to tell earlier, and I forgot to tell it.
What, Otto?
One time, we accidentally went to a blinking light massage place.
I remember. Oh, my gosh, Otto.
We were together?
Here together.
It was a bunch of us.
It wasn't. Yeah, there was like four of us, which sounds even more weird. Dana had neck pain. We were on a cruise and we were in Mexico and we were at a port. And so we were like, oh, this place looks like a reputable massage place. They had a little doctor sign. The woman had a doctor's coat on. Actually, all the women in there had doctor's coats on. And so Dana was like, hey, I'm going to get my neck taken care of.
Me and Denise.
Yeah. And her friend. And we were going to walk to another place and go get something to eat or go do something.
You and our other friend left the massage.
We left the place. And then I get a text message from Dana. Where are you? And I'm like, your massage is already over.
When Otto and our friend left, I could tell the women were quite confused. Why are y'all here? And I think they thought me and Denise were a couple.
Oh.
So when the gentleman left and the ladies took their lab coats off, they were wearing tiny dresses and very big shoes.
Oh, my God.
And I said, this is not the kind of massage.
My God.
And they kept telling us in Spanish, come in, come in. I said, no.
And the crazy part is I walked in there with her, and I 100% thought it was like a reputable spot.
And there was a neon light. I swear, when you walked up to the front.
Dude.
Anyway.
But it was like a flashing medical light.
It was.
That's like a form of malpractice.
Well, I think that they had a lot of business going on because they had nice shoes. I was like,
and Dana didn't get a massage.
No, I didn't. We left. And I could tell they realized pretty quickly, though, that we were not there for that kind of massage. And it gave us a good laugh and, you know, to each his own. But 99% of the time, if someone's getting a massage, it's because they need it or they want to relax or... How about a Mother's Day gift?
It's coming up.
We have not talked about Mother's Day enough. It is this weekend. So here's your opportunity. Go get your mama a massage. I promise you.
I do it every year.
She will love it. She will love it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Here's someone I haven't talked about in a very long time. The late Heath Ledger. Was he the greatest Joker of all time? Do you know
I
had not? We discussed this a while back. I don't even know why we were talking about it. It might have been around Halloween time. I hadn't seen the movie. And so I watched it. And oh my gosh. He was amazing.
It's
no.
a toss-up between him and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, so that's what I thought, too. I really do still think it's, I don't know. They both did amazing. We're talking about Heath Ledger because his daughter, Matilda, just turned 20, and she inherited his estate. Now, I did not know that when he passed, he didn't have a living will. He was only 28 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say he was really young.
But Johnny Depp, George Clooney, and several others donated their entire salaries, the last movie that they were in with Heath Ledger, to his child. Because Heath just wasn't prepared. You know, and what's interesting is that his family, they could have stolen the money. They could have done anything they wanted with the money. They put all of it into this trust for this now very young woman who tragically lost her father. She just inherited, like, I think her first installment is like $16.1 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's going to college. She's very well adjusted.
That's a lot of money for a 20-year-old.
It is, but it's her money. And that's what I mean.
Hopefully she can manage it.
Some parents, yeah. You know, we've talked about things. Lindsay Lohan has been open with her parents taking everything. Look, Britney Spears, we've watched her go through so much, you know. Michael Jackson estate, they're fighting over it. Elvis Presley estate, everybody's fighting over money constantly. This family's like, here. Here's your money.
Well, it's also good to know that they did this in good faith years ago, too. Because yeah. Now, every time we hear about Hollywood stories from the early 2000s, it's always some dramatic, bad story. But with this one, this is to note that the great Christian Bale operated in good faith.
It was crazy. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I feel like the Kardashians are some of those families that really stick together, too. They don't burn each other. They're just crazy, but they
No,
they
you're
are,
right. With as many years as they've been in the public spotlight, they have never really done each other dirty.
That Michael Jackson
They'll fight
movie,
each other.
Yeah,
but
they'll fight each other, but they won't steal each other's money. The Michael Jackson movie made $100 million its first weekend. It made $300 million before the next weekend. That's how many people were going. And unfortunately, the family is fighting over money right now. Michael Jackson's children are fighting the grandparents and the brothers and the sisters. Because when Michael Jackson passed, he was in huge debt.
Yeah, but his estate's worth well over $1 billion.
Now it is. Now, but it wasn't. And so who built that? Who deserves the money? He wanted his children to have the money, but
his kids should get the money.
But his parents are arguing. I don't even know who. I don't remember who is arguing that they built it up. That he didn't have money.
Well, I mean, they do have an argument because they did make his career. But at the same time, like, those are his kids, and that's the way it works. You should inherit your parents' legacy.
Yeah, and the Michael Jackson legacy continues because that movie is still just raking in the dollars.
That's forever money.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.